Hello, sir. What is your name and ABC number?
Joshua Messer, 327-561.
Mr. Messer, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on January 4th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yeah.
And on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You don't see one in the room, may I assume that you want to represent yourself today, sir?
Yeah.
And you cannot see us today because we're doing this by phone, but I do want to introduce the five board members to you who will be adjudicating your case today. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Neil Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Leo, the Honorable Mr. Lee Ferguson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer for today. And Mr. Mason, and Mr. Turner, you both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard and do your sole crime.
I do.
I do.
Thank you so very much. As indicated, Mr. Mason, you have one allegation on the warrant, and I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? Any reason that you have violation of Arizona Condition Supervision Number 12C is demonstrated by your failure to maintain residence at Behavior System Southwest, that is BSS, at 6-420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, on or about October 30, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you so much. Based upon the admission of Mr. Mason, I move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision that he was delinquent, that he had or may have robbed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Leo, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, you have been found in violation of terms and conditions of your supervision. There we're going into phase two of your hearing. At the end of phase two, we'll be able to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. We begin phase two by getting some testimony from the Department of Correction about you. So I'm going to ask you to remain quiet. Then we're going to be back very shortly for the board to talk with you and you to talk with the board and for us to make our determination. So if you remain quiet, at this time we're going to request Mr. Turner to give us some background information.
Yes, sir. Messa was released from ABC custody on 8-3-2018 and arrested on 12-22-2018 by Tucson PD on new misdemeanor charges of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was returned back to ABC custody on 12-24-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 3-22-2019 with 53 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, commitment A, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2016, commitment A, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. He has no STG information, and there's no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, charges were not filed. He has a GB score of G1 and V2. Status of charges, case is still open and pending. Pre-trial conference is scheduled for 1/28/2019 at 10 a.m.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Before I get started, Mr. Mason, I just want to wish you a belated happy birthday. I see 3 days ago you turned 28 years of age, didn't you, sir?
Yeah, thank you.
You're still a young man, so you still have a long ways to go in life. Okay, so I'm going to move on at this point, sir, but we hope that this will be your last time to be a guest of the Department of Correction. And we hope that in the future, you will get your life together, and we will never have an opportunity to speak with you again as an inmate. The next time, you'll be a productive citizen out there, truly making a difference, sir. Okay, I do take note that when you were released, that you were released to your mother down in the two-year jail, and then you were, and you completed your intake at BSS, And Dean, you were discharged from BSS. So why did you get discharged from BSS and then nobody knew where you were, sir?
They discharged me for being late. I was supposed to be there at like 6 p.m. and I was, got there at 8. And I put the scout scared because I didn't want to come back to prison. And I figured I would get violated and come back right away because I'm getting kicked out of there. So I made the not so smart decision and went on the run and didn't talk to everyone. I haven't even talked to my mom since that time. But looking back at it, I should have, I wish I would have worked with it if I would have had to come back at that point, just get it all done with. But I don't enjoy being here, so that was part of my whole thing was I didn't want to come back and just ran from it. But either way, I had to deal with it, so that's what I'm doing now.
Well, as I stated before, sir, if didn't mean anything, but if you had not absconded, there's a possibility they would have squashed the warrant even if they had issued the warrant. You might, because you had such a low risk, you know, and you've been incarcerated twice, so you stood a good chance, but you decided that you made that decision, and so what were you doing those 53 days that you absconded, sir?
I was pretty much homeless because I had a job that once I absconded, I didn't go to work or anything because I figured they would try to pick me up there. I lost a job and I was pretty much kind of couch hopping from different friends to try to stay away from police and everything. And then I ran into them on the 22nd of December. That's when I started, you know, that's when they...
How did you run into the police? How did they pick you up? Why did they pick you up, sir?
Because I was at a spot that it was like a little campsite in a neighborhood, and they said that they were checking it out to see what was going on there and everything, and have it get cleaned up and stuff. And so I had even let them know, like, it was the first night that I stayed there, but
okay, sir. Well, I'm just going to skip around a little bit. I do take note that you had a number of times that you missed your UAs. So, I guess you were suspended, so you didn't think about your UAs during that period, so you just missed your UAs. And I do take note that in December, in October the 22nd, that's the one that caught my attention, the 22nd and the 29th of October, you were positive for the first one for methamphetamine and heroin and marijuana, and then on the 29th you were positive for methamphetamine and opiates. So you say you were just moving around, so how did you get these drugs? So did you have money to get the drugs, or somebody was just supplying you with them? So how did you end up with these drugs, sir?
Well, like I said, at the time I had been working, and I pretty much, when I stopped working, I had went in one day, picked up my last check, and kind of survived off that until I was caught.
Okay, and then you bought a few drugs with it before you were caught. Yes, sir. Okay, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time. I don't see any questions at this time, sir. However, we're moving towards the end of your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make a decision whether to revoke your supervision or to continue your supervision. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Just that I realized that I made a mistake. I enjoyed being out there working, being sober, I got to be with my kids and everything. Something I miss out on now. That's my goal, is to get back out there, start working again, and just be there for my kids.
So how many kids do you have? I'm just curious on that one. How many kids do you have, sir?
I have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yes, sir. And just think, about 3 days, you missed meeting with them for Christmas. Otherwise, you would have been right there. You had not been caught 3 days. I think you got caught on the 22nd, and 3 days would have been Christmas, and you would have been there with your kids.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we'll be back to you with the decision of the board. So please remain quiet and just listen, because we operate on open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. The board is now in discussion. I do once again find Mr. Mesa as being a very intelligent young man. I like the way he talks. I believe that he's ready to get his life together. However, things just did not work out when he was released this time. He was initially with his mother, then he had to go to BSS, and when he didn't show up on time, he just walked away because he said he didn't want to get reincarcerated, and then eventually he got reincarcerated. Of course, he did abscond for some 53 days, and he has some possible charges, and I guess they're possible because they are pending at this time. We don't know what's going to happen later this month. Therefore, we hope that everything will work out for him there. But in view of the fact that we saw pending charges, and he was abscond for 53 days, and he used illegal substances, that he was methamphetamine, marijuana and heroin, I am not in favor, but at this time I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Nothing from other board members, I'm going to offer a motion, and it's going to be based on what I've already stated, and the motion is going to be to revoke his supervision at this time.
Second,
I believe that was Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Corwanis, and the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Sir, your supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out according to information we have on March the 22nd. That's just around the corner, as we say. So get your life together between now and March the 22nd. So when you get out, you will remain clean and you will go back to being employed. And you'll go back with your family, your two kids, and live a productive life. We wish you the best, sir. And let this year, 2019, while you just turned 28 years old, let this be a great year for you, and you turn your life around in 2019. Will you do that for us, sir?
That's my plan, yeah.
Okay, well, this will end your hearing, and thank you so very much. And please ask the CO3 to send the next one up, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.